Joe Loda had been chairman of the MTA for a little more than a year when he announced in December he'd be stepping down to think about running for office. Now he's the Republican candidate for mayor. WNYC's Jim O'Grady reports on Loda's leadership style while he ran New York's buses, trains, and subways.
Joe Loda is a former Wall Street investment banker who went on to spend 8 years in the Giuliani administration, where he earned a reputation as an enforcer of the mayor's will. Loda then worked as an executive at Cablevision, but he's best known for the way he steered the MTA through Storm Sandy last year. Before the storm, Loda shut down trains, buses, bridges, and tunnels.
The last train would leave Penn Station for Long Island Railroad also at 7 p.m. on Sunday night.
New York's transit system took big hits from Sandy, especially in the Rockaways and Lower Manhattan, but the MTA moved quickly to get service back up and running. The authority also avoided multi-million dollar mistakes like New Jersey Transit's decision to park dozens of trains in a flood zone. Loda and his workers got high marks for the effort, including from Governor Andrew Cuomo.
Thank you to Joseph Loda and the entire MTA team who has done extraordinary work. We have another
example. It was Cuomo who put Joe Loda in charge of the MTA in November 2011.
Joe inherited an organization that was pretty demoralized for a variety of reasons.
That's former MTA chairman Lee Sander. Current and former MTA staff say Loda's predecessor, Jay Walder, was good at cutting costs, but he could be arrogant and aloof. When Loda showed up at the MTA's Midtown headquarters, he tried to improve the mood.
The way Joe did that was by listening, by being out with the troops, by not getting into any kind of acrimonious exchanges with labor.
Loda's 2012 schedule shows he spent a lot of time meeting with department heads and delving into the details of running the country's largest transportation system. That impressed MTA board member Andrew Albert.
You know, I thought he was a really smart man. He didn't come from a transit background, but he certainly learned it very quickly.
And Loda was savvy. One of his first acts was to restore a program that put poetry into the subway. Under Walder, placards of uplifting verse were ripped down and replaced by ads that glorified the MTA. But Loda, at the request of Gene Rushanoff of the Strap Hangers campaign, agreed to bring back the poems. The move cost almost nothing, but brought lots of goodwill to the MTA. Rushanoff now says of Loda,
"He was a very approachable man. Not every MTA chairman has been such."
Loda also made substantive changes, like restoring $30 million in service that Walder had cut. Perhaps the most popular move was to make permanent an extension of the G train to Church Street in Kensington, Brooklyn. Bill Henderson of the Transit Writers Council says Loda was a breath of fresh air. Then Henderson brought up another side of the former chairman.
"I think he has something of a temper."
As when Loda livened up a public meeting in September 2012 by pounding on a table as he scolded an MTA board member.
"Enough of lying to this board. Remember what your responsibilities are as a member of this board. First and foremost, to find out the facts and talk the facts. Then open your mouth."
Loda sometimes channeled that aggression to defend the MTA. When a Nassau County judge ruled against a tax that brings in 15% of the authority's revenues, Loda quickly called a press conference at Grand Central Terminal. To reporters, he slammed the judge's reasoning as, quote, flawed and unconstitutional.
"As I said before, the MTA will vigorously appeal this ruling, and we will prevail."
By late 2012, Loda seemed to be hitting his stride in the job.
"Good morning. I have a brief statement."
Then he made an announcement.
"Later today, I will be sending a letter to Governor Andrew Cuomo announcing that I'm resigning as chairman and chief executive officer of the Metropolitan Transportation Authority."
Loda then said he'd be exploring a run for mayor. So a reporter expanded the questions beyond transportation.
"Chairman, I wonder if you could express your views on gay marriage, gun control, legalizing marijuana.
Those are hot-button issues. But whether Loda or Bill de Blasio becomes mayor, a major immediate task will be hammering out contracts with several large municipal unions. Loda faced a similar challenge in January of 2012 when he was confirmed as MTA chairman at the same moment the authority's contract with the Transport Workers Union expired. Union President John Samuelson had openly loathed Jay Walder, but Samuelson and Loda got off to a pretty good start.
"I do remain optimistic. John Samuelson and I have had very constructive discussions."
A review of Loda's 2012 schedule shows he had at least two meetings with high-level staff to map out the MTA's strategy for negotiating with labor. The two sides seemed to be making slow progress, and then Loda quit. Former MTA chairman Lee Sander calls it an opportunity lost. Loda, for his part, sees a larger opportunity to continue the 20-year run of Republicans in City Hall. His old boss, Rudy Giuliani, agrees.
He's the best prepared of all the candidates, Republican, Democrat, Independent, to be mayor of New York City.
For the record, in answer to that reporter's questions, Loda favors gay marriage, decriminalizing marijuana, and making it easier for New Yorkers to renew their gun permits. He's also downplaying his time at the MTA because a scheduled fare and toll hike was voted in on the day he left. Staten Island drivers, in particular, are still angry about paying up to $15 to cross the Verrazano Narrows Bridge. And Loda knows that if you're a Republican who wants to be mayor of New York, you have to get a lot of votes in Staten Island. For WNYC, I'm Jim O'Grady.